Bedtime Bites presents The Tiny Dragon Who Loved to Paint. In a cozy cave nestled high in the whimsical mountains lived a tiny dragon named Winnie. Unlike other dragons who loved to soar through the skies or breathe fire, Winnie had a passion that was uniquely her own. She absolutely adored painting. Winnie's scales shimmered in all the colors of the rainbow, changing hues depending on her mood. When she was happy, they sparkled like sunshine on dewdrops. When she was concentrating on her art, they turned a deep, soothing blue. Every morning, Winnie would wake up, stretch her little wings, and scamper to her favorite spot by the mountain stream. There, she would set up her easel made from twigs and leaves and begin to paint the world around her. Winnie used her tail as a brush, dipping it into magical pools of color that appeared whenever she needed them. With graceful swishes and swirls, she created beautiful landscapes, portraits of forest creatures, and fantastical scenes from her imagination. One day, as Winnie was putting the finishing touches on a painting of a moonlit meadow, she heard a soft whimper coming from nearby. Curious, she followed the sound and found a baby unicorn tangled in some vines. "Oh, you poor thing," Winnie exclaimed. She gently used her claws to free the little unicorn, who introduced himself as Sparkle. Sparkle explained that he had wandered too far from his family and couldn't find his way back home. His once shimmering coat was now dull and gray with sadness. Winnie had an idea. "Don't worry, Sparkle. I'll help you find your family. But first, let me show you something special." She led Sparkle back to her painting spot and showed him her colorful creations. The baby unicorn's eyes widened with wonder, and a tiny spark of magic flickered in his horn. "These are amazing. Winnie," Sparkle exclaimed. "How do you make such beautiful things?" Winnie smiled and said, "It's easy when you paint with your heart. Would you like to try?" Sparkle nodded eagerly, and Winnie taught him how to use his horn to create magical strokes of color. As they painted together, Sparkle's coat began to shimmer once more, regaining its rainbow hues. Suddenly, Winnie had a brilliant idea. "Sparkle, let's paint a map to find your family." Together, they created a magical, glowing map of the whimsical mountains. As they painted, the map came to life, showing moving trees, flowing rivers, and twinkling stars. A golden path appeared, leading straight to a beautiful meadow where a herd of unicorns grazed. Excited, Winnie and Sparkle followed the golden path. Along the way, they encountered other magical creatures who were amazed by Winnie's paintings. A group of fairies asked her to paint their portrait, while a wise old owl requested a landscape of his favorite forest glade. Winnie happily obliged, and soon word spread throughout the whimsical mountains about the tiny dragon who could bring imagination to life with her magical paintings. As the sun began to set, Winnie and Sparkle finally reached the meadow. The moment Sparkle's family saw him, they rushed over, overjoyed to be reunited. They thanked Winnie profusely for bringing their little one home safely. Sparkle's mother, a majestic unicorn with a flowing silver mane, was particularly impressed by Winnie's artistic talents. "Young dragon," she said, her voice melodious and kind, "you have a remarkable gift. Would you consider becoming the official painter of the whimsical mountains?" Winnie's scales turned a brilliant gold with excitement. "Oh yes, I would love to." From that day on, Winnie's paintings brought joy and wonder to all the creatures of the whimsical mountains. She painted murals on cave walls, created portraits for woodland families, and even decorated the grand hall of the Unicorn King and Queen. Winnie and Sparkle remain